Hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm Sergeant Melissa Smith.
Okay, oh, Reverend, nice to meet you.
We're obviously working the and we're kind of trying to figure out what his prognosis is, what his injuries are, when he's going to get released to the jail, because he's in our custody,
right?
Those types of things. He's supposed to get arraigned today, and so we're kind of...
I know he missed his court date yesterday.
Okay.
We talked to one of the medical directors.
Okay.
That called yesterday.
So, okay.
We are going to actually talk about him in about 30 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
He's not really participating in physical therapy with the techs here, so
okay.
As far as from the ortho standpoint of the injuries that he's sustained from the gunshot wounds, he's not really cooperating.
Okay.
But usually post-op patients have to go through that in order to, you know, be considered clear to leave, so we'll talk about that today. I think at this point, you know, he's 2 days out from the surgery. He had injuries to his left thumb, his left foot, and he has a bullet that's still in his...
Can we go over here? Okay. Okay. Just around the corner. He's on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm listening to him in here.
So, I mean, from our standpoint, as far as the injuries, they've all been taken care of.
Okay.
I think the big thing was just getting them up, or at least getting him moving his hands and making sure that there wasn't any nerve injury.
Okay.
Because of where the bullet went in, we're not quite sure if he has any sensation loss or motion loss. I mean, he's not really moving his toes, so we're just...
Okay.
Trying to figure out what's going on with that, but I think that was a big thing, just making sure that he was stable from our standpoint since the surgery. So
okay.
I talked to the attendings today, the orthopedist.
Okay.
I'm a family medicine doc working with them. And we'll know in the next 30 minutes if they feel that he's cleared, if there's anything else we need to do.
Okay. Is there a possibility that he could get out today?
I think so. I think the big thing is just making sure that, you know, there's nothing else that we haven't thought of. But I think at this point there were no real active issues other than trying to get him up and going and moving. Yeah.
No.
Basically, helping you guys out with that.
From what I've read from the notes, he's not. And even when I try to examine him, you know, he's not the most cooperative
person.
Yeah. So I think the other thing was just. I was going to tell you a definite yes or no if he's going to come, but it's definitely possible. But I'll know in about 30 minutes.
Can you do me a favor when you guys do find out? Can you let that deputy know, Deputy Bo? Because what we're trying to do is if he is getting out today, we would like him to be out for 1:30 court.
Okay.
And so if not, we're going to have to make some arrangements. We don't want him to get, obviously, them not to file the charges because he's not in court. We're going to have to get those arrangements taken care of through the DA's office. So your name is Doc. Do you have a card or anything?
Yeah. I just think, you know, for him, getting him out sooner rather than later is best. The longer he stays, I mean, and, you know, I just think that he could come down with something else.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
He wasn't very cooperative when we tried talking to him.
So, like I said, I just want to make sure that I have my attendees okay with everything, and I'll let you know.
Okay.
But,
appreciate it.
But yeah, the surgery was done, you know, 2 days ago, and he's doing fine.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of...
Well, where else can you stay in? Stay in the hospital and get morphine.
He's not even getting that, like...
He's getting some, yeah.
But it's only when he asked for it. He never got, like, continuous, because he was too groggy the first day, so...
Okay.
Well, we're working with that.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll know pretty soon.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll definitely let
her. Okay, thank you. 7/16/2004. It is 8:37. We're gonna go off tape. That was our conversation with Dr.